This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On that one. Oh, I just got like I'm chambered in the back. I got like the whole.
Has anybody said Italy yet?
No.
Clean.
There you go.
Jeff, I'd like Greece.
All right,
What's a Grecian urn?
So then me and then back to Donnie?
Yeah.
Crap, Greece was my pick. How about Slovenia?
Oh, now he's getting desperate. That's a country in Europe, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yep. Donnie?
I'll just end it here and make the donation.
What?
No.
Wow.
We got a guy waiting.
I know. We'll get to. We love Gene.
Well, I don't even know half the ones you said there.
Why don't you try
Jeff, why don't you read them back, Jeff?
France, Spain, England, Germany, Portugal, Ireland, Switzerland, Sweden, Hungary, Finland, Norway, Bulgaria, Luxembourg, Italy, Greece, Slovenia.
Come on, Don.
Figuring to Denmark?
Oh, we can get
there
a good
one. There we go. There we go.
He's re-entered the chat, baby.
Liechtenstein.
Oh, my
God. Listen to this
wow.
guy.
He, of course, had to do like the...
I'm throwing the plumage out there. I'm flexing a little bit now.
Is the Vatican a European country?
It is.
Let's go.
It is. It's a country.
The Vatican.
Oh, yeah, because it's the smallest
city.
One.
It's the smallest country in the world, I believe, yeah.
Did anyone say Rome?
No.
Not a country.
Yes.
Not a country. Romania. You said Romania. Romania.
No. No. Right. He just punted that.
By the way, England officially isn't a country.
Yeah,
it's United Kingdom. But
that's
Northern
why I
Ireland.
Looked around and
yeah,
said, what
I
are
know.
We doing here?
We kind of let him through. We let him wiggle through on a technicality.
Jeff, we'll talk to you next hour with
Morris. All right, boys.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
What's the amount we got to put our guy there for? 20?
Well, let's not air him out publicly here. We'll discuss it off the air. We got three more rounds of this. I don't want the dude to basically...
I could have named every country in Europe, I think, if I needed to.
Of course.
Oh, I could have named every country in Europe, but I don't want to go on Jeopardy.
I'd have rolled out there with San Marino on you guys. I'd have tossed Cyprus at you.
You would have rolled out there with Ken Jennings, pal.
I would have tossed out an Andorra for
all
the
right.
chat.
This hour brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. Text need to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. We have a big announcement here. Vicini Distributing Company, we've talked to them about the great beer options they have there on a number of occasions. And Gene Rybnicki is back with us to make an announcement on how they're going to help out this Feed the Need Radiothon. Hello, Gene.
Bosnia, Herzegovina.
Oh, Czech here
Republic,
we go.
Slovakia.
Serbia. Montenegro. Ukraine, we could keep going
Poland,
here.
Morocco.
Poland was
sorry,
a big...
Morocco's Africa. Hold on.
Poland's a big miss by us.
Oh, Monaco. Sorry, Monaco.
Don, how did we not get Poland?
I think I said Poland. Didn't I say Poland early?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think I was just holding that one as the motherland for
myself.
Oh, yes.
You were waiting. You were keeping... Instead of keeping Liechtenstein back, you... We're holding Poland.
Gene, I was ready to
I was ready to
fire off at these guys, Estonia, your Latvias, Lithuanias.
Sure.
To just
Lithuanias of the world.
I was going to toss Belarus at them as a changeup.
Yeah. I just shut my radio off for some reason, so I wasn't listening anymore. Though we were still doing it.
Anyways, Gene, you guys got a great thing going here with Vicini. Obviously, a very philanthropic company that wants to help out the area, and we've got people in the need of. Meals, and you guys are stepping up in a big way today, huh?
It's true. Yep. Out of Millvale, beer since 1933. We hereby officially donate $1,000 to the cause.
Woo! Let's go!
I like that you said it in a very formal way, like it was a declaration. That's 3,000 meals from Vicini Distributing, a place that probably has more brands of beer than there might be countries in the world, Gene, if I had to spitball.
Beer pairs perfectly well with food, recent studies suggest.
Gene, how would you feel about becoming the official beer distributing company of Donnie Football's bachelor party in a few months? Would that be something that would float your boat?
It sounds crazy, but it sounds within the realm. I'll have to talk to my people.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate you,
Gene,
man.
Gene, you're the best. Thank you.
Right back at you. Have a great day.
There you go.
3,000 meals from Vicini. And he came in. There's a radio show that does a segment called Coming in Hot where the callers just get put on a live mic immediately, and he came in hot.
Very loathsome host, by the way.
Came in hot with Bosnia, Herzegovina. He could have thrown Serbia, Croatia.
Bosnia and Herzegovina still together, huh?
Yeah, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Still a country?
He could have gone Kosovo.
Yeah, Pony, how don't you know that?
Hold on a second here. Some of these countries...
Everybody knows that,
Pony. No, hold on. Because the Czech Republic's not called the Czech Republic anymore.
It's called Czechia.
Exactly.
And Turkey is called Turkai or whatever. It's like a very weird pronunciation.
Turkai, this guy. It's Turkey.
No, they're like, why are you calling us a bird? They have this like fancy spelling.
Why are you
of
calling us a cold cut?
Yeah, exactly.
We're over that.
My turkey's a great meat.
Man, I'll tell you what, it likes to
and
imitate.
A great bird.
It kind of likes to imitate a lot of other meats. You get turkey pastrami, turkey, you know, whatever. Just be yourself.
3:15, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon churns on. Your incentive for this hour, one person who donates $50 or more will receive a spa day at Tuscan Sun. I was just telling Amanda she deserves one because we're now doing this thing in a marriage where she keeps track of everything. Like, oh, you got to go to Cleveland to watch the basketball games on Sunday.
Scorekeeping.
Now I'm allowed to do something equal or greater than that with friends. And I said, why don't you just go do a massage or spa day?
You ever done a pedicure, Pony?
I have.
I think...
I don't like it, though, because I'm too ticklish on the bottom of my feet. So
see,
it's not,
I think that's
it's
one
not
of those,
therapeutic.
I think that's one of those things for dudes that's a treat-yourself thing that nobody wants to acknowledge that they do. But then you have one, you're like, this is awesome. Why don't I always do
and
these?
Most guys' feet are rank. You ever see the pictures of like Shaquille O'Neal's feet, barefoot? It's disgusting.
I mean, AB's feet are the all-time example. Once he got out of that cryo chamber, it looked like all the skin was falling off.
Props again to Vicini Distributing Company for donating 3,000 meals this hour. This Power Hour is brought to you by Vicini Distributing Company. And you can donate online through 93.7thefan.com, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company's online donation center. Malzy flexing on all of us during PM team name game, more of that later this hour, claiming that he could have named every European country and that if given enough time, he could name every country in the world.
Correct.
But he's afraid to be on Jeopardy.
I would need less than 15 minutes to go every country in the world.
And yet, you know, that's how you got into Penn State. And yet you won't wear it proudly and loudly. You will not.
I'm proud of the fact that I attended Penn State and got a Penn State education.
And yet you root for them to lose every football game by 5 touchdowns.
The heart wants what it wants, Pony.
Speaking of Penn State football, Pat Freiermuth joins us right now. Hello, Pat.
What's up, guys?
Pat,
GM team.
What do you make of Malzy going to Penn State and hating Penn State football? We'll give you the floor on that to start.
That's a little bit wild. I mean, damn. I remember back when I was trying to get extended, he was saying I was only worth like $8 mil.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Come on. Hey, we're Penn State boys. What are we doing?
I'm with you, Pat.
Pat, I think I took that back, and I said that after it happened, you had obviously played great football down the stretch. We're making big plays.
Sure.
I'm a big man, and I can admit I was wrong. But, Pat, I will admit.
My guy.
I will admit. This all started for me when I was like 9 years old. I have no idea who your favorite team was when you were nine. I was a huge Nebraska fan in the mid-90s when they were running the option and just killing people. And so that put me naturally at odds with Penn State in like 94 and 95. But I still wanted to go there.
And then he wore Pitt stuff in the student section, Pat.
As, I only did that once, and then a guy like broke a bottle at his tailgate and tried to fight me, but that was a different story. Pat, as you well know, though, you might not, you know, I might not love the team or not might not have rooted for the team, but going to Penn State beyond football is a very fun experience, as I think you could at least attest to.
Yeah, man, it was wicked fun. Penn State was, you know, great couple years I was there, and I'm actually taking an online class right now to finish up my degree. I only have four more classes to take. So
congratulations on all your success. What are you going for, Pat?
I'll be joining the alumni base with you, so I'm excited.
What are you going for? What's the degree in?
HR, like labor employment relations and stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't really know what the degree is going to help me in, but I'm just looking to be like a coach.
Player rep for the team.
Okay. The text line is blowing up with people recommending they donate $87. Per donation right now, a symbolic donation number for Freiermuth, because that was Pat's number at Penn State. 88 here.
I love it.
87 at Penn State, so either one works. How was Ireland? I haven't had a chance to ask you about that. Tell me about that trip.
Ireland was sweet. Are you guys going out for the game? Planning on it or no?
Here's what's
going
to happen. For it, I'll be there.
Pat, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you how this works in our building. Pony is going to end up going with the big wigs, the C-suite, all right? Then he's going to tell me and Donnie that he can get us on that plane and get us tickets. And he'll be like, guys, I'm working like tirelessly to get you on that trip to Ireland. When that trip rolls around, Donnie and I, our asses will be right here in the 412 while Pony's eating wine and cheese on that plane. That's
probably
how it
right.
works.
Hey, man. Nah, that's funny. But Ireland was sweet. There's already like a ton of Steelers fans out there. You know, they're just meeting everyone out there that helped put the game on. It was great. Spend time with Rod as well. And, it was cool. You know, obviously I was over there when, DK got traded for. So,
That looked like a wild scene at that bar you were at when DK got acquired.
Yeah. So I had a couple Guinnesses in me already. So I saw the notification pop up on my phone and, I started screaming DK and everyone was looking at me like, what? And then there was a couple of Steelers fans and they were like, oh my God. So it was actually pretty cool.
Out from Pelissero or from Twitter? You didn't get like a text from a Steeler teammate or something? You found out like the rest of us did online?
Guys, I find out everything the same time you guys find out.
Probably found out stuff because of your tweets,
Pony.
He
probably thought Brandon Ayuk was a Steeler about a million times then because of me. My bad on that, Pat.
Pony, thank God you didn't tweet it out before. We wouldn't have gotten him.
Good point. by the way, Crowley texting in to say he'll be in Ireland. That'll be they'll avoid him at all costs.
Oh, he's a boy. I feel bad. I do feel bad for him about how West Virginia played out. I do. That was bad.
Because the last time
They should have got in for sure.
They should have. The last time I saw you, we were talking about how Adam was convinced West Virginia was going to beat Penn State in that first football game of the season. So that's where the pain probably started this year for him.
It was a good environment, though. It was a cool environment.
I was at that game. Let's ask you a couple of charitable questions. So, obviously, one of the things I love about you is that you got drafted here, you signed an extension here, but you're not one of these guys who's like, hey, once the season ends, I'm going to go, you know, everywhere but Pittsburgh. You've got roots here. You've got family here. And so with that comes the responsibility of wanting to make Pittsburgh a better place. Right, Pat?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, anytime I get back to the community, it's big. Just seeing, you know, people from, you know, tough areas, you know, be able to put a smile on their face. I think that's one of the things that, you know, I've been big on in my career is seeing guys like Cam Hayward and TJ and Alex, like, be so big in the community, you know, I wanted to, you know, make that myself as well, you know, just hosting Thanksgiving drives and Christmas drives. And I'm very active in the Boys and Girls Club. So, you know, just being involved in the community as much as I can is awesome. You know, Pittsburgh people really appreciate it. And, you know, it's just awesome to kind of give back and see their smiles.
That was awesome, by the way, to see Cam, you know, finally break through and get the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Because I see him, and that's kind of what I think of every time, is just how much he does, how much he's ingrained himself. Like, he almost feels like there's the Pittsburgh dad character, but then, like, among the Steelers, he's like the actual Pittsburgh dad, because sometimes it seems like he's mad, like a dad would be mad at you when he's on the sideline, that kind of deal.
No, absolutely. And, you know, just it's just cool seeing how, like, everyone wants to be part of, you know, Cam's events, you know, Cam's Kindness Week and stuff. You know, it's not really like he'll ask to be a part of it, but, you know, guys want to go and help him out, you know, because he's, like you said, he's a leader of our team. And, you know, there's a lot of decisions and a lot of, you know, pride within the locker room, you know, going out and playing for a guy like that who's kind of bridged the gap between, you know, the years with Ben and Polamalu and those guys and showing us how to be, you know, like the true Steeler and kind of implement that in our locker room. So it's been great. He's been a great teammate, and hopefully we can be my teammate for the next couple of years.
The rumor is that he's not allowing me to pitch in the celebrity softball game this summer because I'm basically the Paul Skeens of that game. I've never lost. I just completely shut down the opposing team, and they won a fair game this year. So I don't know how to take that. It's flattering in one respect, Pat, but come on. Like, you guys are pro athletes. You should just deal with it.
Hey, know? Man, I will say baseball is hard, man. That's a really hard sport. So I appreciate you pitching because you're giving us layups, man, and I loved it.
And when we were there together, you were into the Pirates. You're like, come on, they got to make a trade here. They got to make this team better. So are you going to follow them again this year? Are you going to be at opening day?
I will. I will be at opening day. You know, I root for the Pirates, obviously. You know, me and Kutch have actually become, you know, relatively close. You know, we always check up on each other and stuff, and so. I'm hoping for big things. You know, they got the talent. You know, Reynolds, I actually live near Reynolds, so he's a good dude. And, man, I hope all the success for them. I always see – I saw Paul's quote, I think it was yesterday or today, about, you know, him seeing the wild card video and wanting that to happen now. And I thought that was – it was a hell of a quote and hell of a response for him. And, you know, I'm excited to kind of, you know, see what they do this year.
Pat, you just say baseball, hard sport. I know you golf as well. Also a hard, insane sport that makes people crazy. If I said Pat Freiermuth, now you did sign a very nice contract, but here's $1 billion. You have to pick which one of these you could pull off if you got $1 billion for doing it. It's the following. Beat Scotty Scheffler straight up on one hole of golf.
Ooh.
Or put the ball in fair territory in one at bat against Paul Skeens.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. So just put the ball in play. I could bunt. I could do whatever.
No, you got to take a full rip at it. You cannot bunt. That's the one loophole I'm not going to let you take.
I like where your head went with that.
Yeah, I know.
Though,
I
Pat,
like that you immediately. I like that you immediately sought an exit door there for yourself. So
I'm gonna have to go. No, it wouldn't happen. But I would have to go with golf, just because I feel like, I mean, I'm not good at all, but I can kind of maybe probably not compete. But I'm not hitting anything that Paul throws. His splinker, I ain't touching that.
Has Pat Freiermuth texted Aaron Rodgers in the last 2 weeks?
I've been in contact.
Does he get back to you?
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
He struck me as a guy who has like 6 phones, to be honest. Like, he strikes me as
the ultra Schefter.
Well,
he told Schefter to lose his number, so that's a plus for you, Pat. I mean, you're already ahead of the biggest newsbreaker on this.
It's not his phone number. I've just been DM'd him on Instagram. So I haven't gotten past the DM phase, but
that's a good start. Have you been messaging McAfee for Rodgers intel?
Nah. It doesn't seem like that. No one knows what's going on, but we'll see what happens.
Would you be willing to go on the darkness retreat with him for 4 days to get him here?
I like the sunlight too much.
I never understood the darkness retreat.
So it's just basically like being in solitary confinement.
Yeah,
right?
Don't have a phone, you don't have anything, no tablet, nothing.
Like
I'm good with that.
I could see, like, if you have like a dog and you go to like one of those cabins in the woods and just hang out with like a dog or something, you take walks, but just sitting in the dark seems tough.
Yeah, that can't be me.
All right, Pat. Well, listen, man, we appreciate your time. My wife's been bugging me. She's like, you got to ask Pat if he'll go out and do dinner with us. I'm like, he doesn't want anything to do with me. He has to put up with my tweets every day.
Yeah, hey, Pony, your tweets are entertaining. I'll give you that.
I appreciate it. You like the one where I said I threw up on my way to work out. You were a big fan of that one.
Yes, that was funny.
Pat, do you like his use of AI to just draw every single player connected to the Steelers in a Steelers uniform? Because
this is actually a legit question. Yep. I have one for you.
Go ahead.
When you make these tweets, do you just like make it up and see what happens, or is it like you got sources?
Oh, I've got sources like you can't believe. Some of the sources that I have might be people that are talking to you right now about what's going on. So you need to be careful with those people. Because the people you're talking to might be feeding that stuff right back to me.
Pat, I know that it sounds like he's probably BSing, but it's like the strange but
true. It's double agent stuff.
It's the strange but true thing. He actually does have people who tell him stuff.
I've got eyes everywhere.
I would love to tell you he's making it all up, but he's not.
I've got eyes and ears everywhere.
I love it. So when it blows up, do you just like mute it? Like, what's it like? What's that about? Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
I just put up with it.
Who's the biggest trash talker you've ever encountered on the field?
Ooh,
Pat?
That's a great question.
It's a two part thing here. Like a guy who just got in your face and was trying to get you off your game.
Ooh. Derwin James is up there.
Okay.
I can imagine.
So Pony's entire day on Twitter is Derwin James dog cussing you and questioning your manhood or whatever for 16 straight hours when he's got the app open and he just never blinks. It's wild. He has more self-control
Comes
than anyone I've ever met.
Hey, I got to respect him, man. That takes a lot. Because I see one bad tweet, I'm pissed. But hey, man, I love it. I got to learn from you. Maybe we will go to dinner and I'll learn from you.
There's a guy you used to play with who used to get so mad at me, he would DM me at halftime of games. That's a true story.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You can probably guess who that is.
Yeah, I see.
All right, Pat. We'll see you, brother. Thank you for supporting us today.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you guys.
There he goes, Pat Freiermuth. The ban has been lifted on Pat coming on the station.
I have to give Pat a lot of credit. He could have really destroyed me for the contract thing, and he took it in good humor.
I knew that he was keeping up on that.
I know. See, but
Malty over here saying I'm worth $8 million a year.
He just clobbered, what a way he clobbered
to start
me.
An interview.
He clobbered me.
That
it was great,
tremendous.
Though. It was truly great. I got to give him a huge hand. And then ending it with Pony, I have a question. Did you just make all that crap up?
I thought he was
really
going to ask
terrific.
How he made all of the Grok stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he just like passed right
Cut
by
me to
that.
Ribbons.
There we go.
Back here on the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, 6th Annual Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. $1 provides enough food for 3 meals. This hour, you donate 150 meals or more. That's at least a $50 donation, and you could win a spa day at Tuscan Sun. Thanks again to Vicini Distributing Company for donating 3,000 meals this hour, and this power hour is brought to you by Vicini Distributing Company, possibly the official beer distributing company of Donnie Football's bachelor party, Brian.
Oh, yeah, Brian Gulish back in here for Wrestling 2.0. First, an update, Brian, on how we're doing. Do you want to do a quick board update?
We can do a quick board update. Do we need to have our little tag going?
Oh, wait, hold on.
They didn't give me a tag this year.
Uh-oh. No tag.
All right, so no tag. We are at 168,936 meals.
Okay.
We got some big kahunas coming, too, here.
Yes, we've got some more special surprises,
all right,
I think.
So the people wanted Donnie versus Malzy wrestling trivia. You are a wrestling nut. You're watching SmackDown and Raw with your kids every time it's on. The pay-per-views, the Raws and... Where is it? England. It was in Belgium the other day, I think Donnie told us. So you're into all that, Brian. And that's why you are the...
You're the quiz master here.
You're the Alex Trebek of this game right now. And at halftime, Donnie was leading 2-1.
We've done four
questions.
Four questions
left.
So, yeah, we have question 5 going back to Donnie here, and we'll let this one stay in on the record.
Can take a commanding 3-1 lead.
Yep.
Who won the first ever Money in the Bank ladder match in 2005? Was it Dolph Ziggler, Rob Van Dam, Edge, or Kane?
Edge.
Ding, ding, ding.
3-1, Donnie.
That hurts.
Malsy knew that one.
No, I did not.
Everyone needs a little bit of Edge. You'll play a heel role here. So I'm going to give you a little bit of advice.
Okay.
This may seem like a trick question.
Okay. Ooh.
But it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
Who did the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels not win tag team titles with? Diesel, John Cena, Marty Jannetty, or Triple H?
I'm going to say he didn't. Diesel, Marty Jannetty,
John Cena?
John Cena and Triple H.
Triple H.
It might seem like a trick question, but it's not a trick question.
I think that's getting in your head even more.
I know.
I think that's my Donnie knows it. Malzy.
They had to have won it as the Rockers. They had to have.
Okay, so that's not answering the question,
I'm going to say he didn't win them with Jannetty.
Correct. You
all right, 3-2, he's still in the game.
One.
All right, if Donnie gets this one right, he wins.
Question. Back to WCW.
This is for the
game, Don. It's 83 weeks.
This is for all the marbles, Donnie.
What episode of Nitro and Raw did WWE end WCW's week streak of 83 weeks? Was it
Of 83 weeks of being number one.
Yes. Yeah. What was that streak broken on Monday, August 3rd, 1998, Monday, May 4th, 1998, or Monday, April 13th, 1998?
Ooh.
What was the first date you gave?
Monday, August 3rd.
I'm going to go with that.
Chance to steal.
Chance to steal.
Oh, back in.
April 13th or what?
May 4th.
I think I'm going to go Star Wars. May the 4th be with you.
Mr. Filippone, last chance.
Oh, no.
And he's in with 1 point in this competition.
The only other date, Pony.
What was the
April 13th.
April 13th.
April 13th. So where does that stand?
So now I have a chance to tie and chop last question.
That's
we could end in a tie.
Okay, here we go. And this is for the local fans here. If you follow independent wrestling, this is for the
independent wrestling question,
This is for the
Malzy.
IWC, International Wrestling Cartel, Justin Plummer, if you're listening. Hello.
Oh, Bubba from Star.
Bubba from
he's
Star.
He's pumped up right now.
Before he made his debut in WWE, who was known in IWC wrestling as Heavy Metal Jesus Logan Shulo?
Donnie, do you know this?
I'm going to go with the only name that possibly stands out, and that would be Corey Graves, our buddy.
It's Elias.
Walk with Elias.
All right.
Shawn Myers is buddy.
Well.
Congratulations, Donnie.
The right person won.
And since I have 2 minutes left, according to Mr. Dunlap.
That's a good line.
I love it.
I do have a random little bit of trivia because this was going to be our tiebreaker question. If you were to watch every episode of Monday Night Raw up until last night, if you played it back on Netflix, you would have 161 days and 12 hours straight of watching Monday Night Raw.
That sounds
so
like
imagine,
a good
like,
time
I'm a big
Donnie.
Sopranos guy, so I've watched all seven seasons probably
great
five, 6 times.
161 straight
imagine
days.
Imagine watching 161 and a half straight days.
What episode are they on right now?
I'm asking the questions here, not you.
It's got to be well into the thousands here, I would think.
Well, yeah, I mean, they hit 1,000 like
yeah,
over 10
years ago. Yeah, they're probably 1,600 somewhere in there because they've done the year anniversaries, but they did the show anniversaries
didn't,
as well.
Didn't Flair's career with WWE end on the first Raw?
No, it was at WrestleMania. It was.
I'm saying like I'm saying
back
his
in
first
1995.
Run? Yes.
No, he was.
No,
he's
back
at
WCW 93 or 4 because he faced Hulk Hogan at Bash at the Beach.
Never mind. That's why I didn't take part in this.
That said, one final thing because we're going to talk about this next hour when I'm in here. Good Lord, Andy Tool is a machine. Love that guy and what he did for our family. Not him directly, but my son fell in love with Robert Morris basketball in the last 3 months. Absolutely incredible. I just wanted to give him and Chris King and the entire basketball team over there and the women's team too big props.
And now his roster is
let's not
enjoying free agency.
We were up in Cleveland for the game. It was phenomenal.
I was up in Cleveland Sunday night with diehard Michigan State fan Austin Bechtold. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. We don't want you to be late, Brian. That would be bad.
Is Jen ready to come in here? Let's get Jen in here quickly. If Jen's got a minute. Jen, come on in here.
All right, here we go.
Jen, we just teed you up. Just teed you up.
This is like the epitome of on the fly
on the
radio.
Right, Jen Zergerich, did I say
Zergerich?
Your name right?
Zergerich.
Ha, so you do pronounce the Z. Some people don't.
And the G. It's all in there.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So you are in charge of the volunteer setup with the food bank. Tell us more about that.
I oversee the program that uses about 8,300 volunteers every year. We cannot do what we do and distribute to 11 counties without our volunteer support.
So what? So 8,300 volunteers, and what are the different types of jobs that your volunteers will perform in the service of the food bank?
Yeah, so 6 days a week, we have volunteers who come to the market, which is our on-site food pantry. It's set up like a little market, And our volunteers help stock shelves. They help our neighbors shop through the market and select the food, the produce, the frozen meat, the shelf-stable product that mm-hmm. they can take home. We have volunteers in our volunteer engagement center 5 days a week, morning and afternoon shift, and they are packing boxes, sorting produce. We had some volunteers here this morning answering phones. They had packed Lucky Charms one day that when they were volunteering at the food bank. That is in Duquesne. It's about a mile away from Kennywood. So we all know we can get to Kennywood. So if you can get to Kennywood, you can get to the food bank. And we also have direct distributions in the counties that we serve where our volunteers are helping to load cars with food. Mm-hmm. They set up what looks like a farmer's market, and our neighbors can come through and take the food that they need.
How old, what's the minimum age to volunteer?
Yeah, so at our distributions and in the Volunteer Engagement Center, you can be 12 and older, in the market 18 and over.
And if people want to learn more about how they can volunteer yeah. with the food bank, where can they go?
Visit pittsburghfoodbank.org/volunteer. Or just go to our website, which is pittsburghfoodbank.org, and click on volunteer. You can sign up right there. Companies bring employees. We mm-hmm. do some really great team building programs. And, you know, as people are working hybrid and virtual, it's a great opportunity to